Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. Members of several Fairbanks organizations hope to draw attention to the impact of climate change with the Saturday event they are calling the Fairbanks for Climate, Jobs, and Justice March. It's scheduled to begin at 10 Saturday morning at Noel Ween Public Library and end about noon at Fairbanks North Star Borough's Administrative Building downtown. KUAC's Tim Ellis has more.
Tristan Glova is a spokesman for the Fairbanks Climate Action Coalition, one of the main organizers of Saturday's march. He says it's intended to emphasize the need to reduce the use of fossil fuels here in Alaska and worldwide, both because the state is a big producer of oil and coal and because it's feeling the destructive impact of the warming caused by those climate-changing fuels.
We're really on the forefront of climate change impacts in the sense of the Arctic warming, you know, twice as fast as the rest of the world. We're seeing coastal erosion. We're seeing permafrost melt, we're seeing wildfires, and those impacts are really being felt by people here up on the front lines.
Saturday's event is the local observance of the International Day of Climate Action, and Glova says organizers here have lined up several speakers who will talk about climate change and how to respond to it.
We're trying to address the causes of climate change in the sense of reducing our greenhouse gas emissions that are warming the planet, as well as, you know, adapting to the changes that we're seeing, supporting those communities that are being affected.
Glova says organizers intend to emphasize the economic benefits that would be created by transitioning from a world powered by fossil fuels to one that relies on renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and geothermal.
That process of taking climate action can be an incredible opportunity for our communities too, in terms of creating good renewable energy jobs and creating low-cost energy options for communities, especially when we have some of the highest energy rates in the country.
Organizers co-sponsoring the event include Native Movement, the Greater Fairbanks NAACP, and the Northern Alaska Environmental Center. The Fairbanks event is one of many local observances that'll be staged worldwide in the days leading up to the Global Climate Action Summit to be held next Wednesday and Thursday in San Francisco. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly approved a pair of land use ordinances at its regular meeting Thursday night. Proposed by Assemblymember Lance Roberts, the measures facilitate borough land sales to the public. One requires notification of property owners who have land adjacent to borough parcels. The other makes it easier for them to buy the land. The borough is restricted from selling directly unless the cost of developing it for sales exceeds its value. Most borough land is sold at auction, and one of the new ordinances sets the floor price at 10% above market value. Organizers of Alaska's 1,000-mile Iditarod say an Anchorage business has become a sponsor of the famed sled dog race. The addition of Anchorage Distillery follows a challenging time for race officials who have faced the loss of major sponsors, financial hardships, and the first-ever dog doping scandal. In June, the maker of Jack Daniel's whiskey said it was dropping its long-running sponsorship. The race lost Wells Fargo Bank as a major sponsor last year. Race organizers have blamed pressure from animal rights activists who have long criticized the Iditarod as running the dogs to death. Anchorage Distillery CEO Bob Klein said the loss of sponsors gave his company the opportunity to join the race. He says the company is proud to be part of a, quote, incredibly Alaskan event. It is First Friday, and the Alaska Trappers Association is using the date to celebrate a mysterious manuscript written more than a century ago. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
Randy Zarnke heads up the Alaska Trappers Association, and he's used to hearing stories about the early days in the territory. But he was surprised when a friend who worked at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Library handed him a stack of typed pages.
He said, it's an old book manuscript. You'll like it. So I took it home and read it. My initial reaction was, this is just outstanding.
The manuscript had languished in a desk for decades. It was written by Frederick James Currier, who was drawn to Alaska in the late 19th century. It depicts his decade of prospecting and mining in the area between what is now Central and Fairbanks. Zarnke says he knew at once he wanted to see it published.
The first step was trying to track down family members who could grant permission. And that seems like in today's world with internet and whatnot should be relatively easy, but it took almost 2 years.
The family was happy to greenlight the project. Zarnke says the project got another unlooked-for shot of luck when another friend who had seen the manuscript shared it with a librarian and museum director in Central.
Not only did they have photographs of the period, they had photographs of Currier himself and a hand-drawn map showing his claims.
Zarnke, who previously published a book of his interviews with pioneering trappers, was confident the Trappers Association could produce the work. He says they received the first printing a few weeks ago in time for the first Friday release tonight at the Morris Thompson Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.